Just open. Okay, Mad About Plaid. This is Petroleum Byproducts. I played this a million times, but this is the album version.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes. From the 1974 Italian crime drama Il Cittadino si Ribella, known in North America as either Street Law or The Citizen Rebels, that was Guido and Maurizio De Angelis with Goodbye, My Friend. And that appears on the Beretta 70 compilation, which was released by Crippled Dick Hotwax in 1998. And it features a whole bunch of 70s-era police crime theme songs from Italy. I think they were called Polizettis. And Street Law was directed by Enzo G. Castellari. And it starred Franco Nero as an innocent citizen who tried to stop a bank robbery because the police weren't getting involved, and he gets mutilated, and then he seeks revenge with a gang of friends. And then it also starts Barbara Bach, who was about to become a Bond girl in The Spy Who Loved Me, and either at the time or she consequently became Mrs. Ringo Starr. And you are listening to Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's fantastic community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I am the voice in your head until 9 p.m. here. This is a special pre-recorded episode of Exploding Head Movies. I've never done this before, but I'll be in Austin when this is aired. So don't call the booth. Normally you would call us at 604 UBC CITR, but don't do that till 9. But you can still email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Still using the old show name. Got to figure that out. So this is for March 15th, 2010. And it was on March 15th, 2000. So 10 years ago, a beloved member of my family passed away, and that was our dog, Kiefer. So this entire episode is going to be devoted to him and dogs in general. So it's going to be a whole lot of related dog songs. I was tempted to dig up the All Dogs Go to Heaven soundtrack, but that's a little maudlin, honestly. But we'll listen to some great punk rock, garage rock. We'll hear a little bit of soundtrack bits here and there. And we'll have even little comedy excerpts as well, too. First up, we're going to go with a puppet dog, specifically a Muppet dog, and that would be Rolf, the brown, shaggy dog who played the piano on The Muppet Show and was voiced by Jim Henson. And Rolf, even though everyone knows Kermit the Frog as Jim Henson's primary character, the first Muppet that he ever created was Rolf the Dog, and it actually matched his personality to a T. And in 1993, an album came out done as Rolf the Dog called Old Brown Ears Is Back. But considering that 1990 is when Jim Henson unfortunately passed away, what had happened is in 1984, Jim Henson and Derek Scott worked together on recording the songs, and after he passed away, some additional production work was done based on the demos that they had. And at that point, they actually came out with this album through Jim Henson Records and BMG Kids, I think, in Europe. So what we'll do, as we give a little twist to Kiefer here, is from Old Brown Ears Is Back, here's Rolf the Dog with Old Dog Trey.
Now here's a song that's about, well, it's about an old dog friend of mine. He's no longer with us. And his name was, well, his name was Trey. Song goes like this. What gentler eye, what nobler heart, doth warm the winter's day than the true blue orb and the oaken core of beloved old dog Trey. What gentler eye, what nobler heart, doth warm the winter's day than the true blue orb and the oaken core of beloved old dog Trey. Modulate! What gentler eye, what nobler heart doth warm the winter's day than the true blue orb and the open orb of beloved old dog Trey!
man with your dog catch a rabbit. Take him in trying, you can take him in trying. Old man with your dog catch a rabbit. Take him in trying, buddy. Oh, take him in trying. Ow. Take him in trying, buddy. Oh, take him in trying. Old man with your pony toe double. Take him in trying. You can take him in trying. Old man with your pony toe double. Take him in trying, buddy. Oh, take him in trying. Old man with your dog catch a rabbit. Take him in trying. You can take him in trying. Old man with your dog catch a rabbit. Take him in trying, buddy. You can take him in trying. Old man with your daughter take company. I don't know. I don't know. Old man, do your daughter wanna marry? I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I don't know, buddy. And I don't know.
From 1948, one of the last recordings this bluesman ever did, and only one of the few he did place onto magnetic tape. That was Huddy William Ledbetter, otherwise known as Leadbelly, with Old Man Will Your Dog Catch a Rabbit. And you can find that on the 4-CD set released by Smithsonian Folkways back in 1994 called Final Sessions. And Leadbelly has been cited as an influence on acts as big as the Beach Boys, Van Morrison, Led Zeppelin, Nirvana, Waylon Jennings. And they've openly professed to loving the ex-con from Mooring Sport, Louisiana, by either covering his songs or just outright ripping him off. And the self-professed king of the 12-string guitar, Leadbelly, wrote many a song that we know to this day, including Goodnight, Irene, Where Did You Sleep Last Night, and Midnight Special. So Exploding Head Movies is going to be focusing on Gak's dog, Kiefer. And he grew up as a puppy on Mission Island, one of the deltas along the Cam River that feeds Lake Superior in Thunder Bay, Ontario. And on Mission Island, it's home to a few Indian reserves and industrial areas there. And a colleague of my dad found the dog, always jumping onto loaders, bulldozer, trucks, and other heavy equipment, and liked his company, but he was worried about the young pup's safety, especially since he often had to go through northwestern Ontario for business trips. So on one February day in the early 90s, my dad took this lanky, skin-and-bones dog, who was mostly a mix of Black Lab and German Shepherd. He basically had most of the skin color, or the skin color, fur color of a Black Lab, but he sort of had a head and size of a German Shepherd, although the ears could never decide if they wanted to stay down or stay up. And yeah, he came home, and my brother decided that this dog, who was almost named Blarney, but wiser heads prevailed, Kiefer should pull the sled, which Kiefer did for about 2 days before he tried to hop on and ride it himself. Let's listen now to Washington State's The Sonics. Next, they reunited in 2008 after their 60s heyday as part of the first wave of the Seattle Tacoma music scene. And from their 1965 album, Here Are the Sonics, here they are with Walking the Dog.
Come on! After sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I know where I'm going now.
From 1996, that was the John Spencer Blues Explosion, joined by one of the maddest artists on the Stax label, Rufus Thomas, and that was Chicken Dog. When the Blues Explosion performed that song on tour for the Now I Got Worry tour, they usually pulled some other friends of theirs on stage, famous or otherwise, to try to reenact Rufus's antics. And I think at one point, I think Weird Al Yankovic was pulled on, I think in L.A., and then Fred Schneider from the B-52s in New York. And yeah, that came off their 1996 album, Now I Got Worry. So, my dog, Kiefer, we lived in rural Thunder Bay, which, I mean, of course, Thunder Bay is not really that big in the first place, but we lived in what we call in northwestern Ontario, the bush. So, there was a long abandoned rail line there called the Grand Trunk, and there was a great source for walks a lot of the time. So, we took Kiefer there, passed by some beaver dams where he'd try to find the beaver itself. He'd see snakes. He's always going after squirrels. We'd sort of told him what the Finn nickname for a squirrel was, so it's Corre. And he learned that, and then at that point he started chasing them. A lot of times when there was an overflow with the dam, there'd be ducks that'd be swimming around. So Kiefer oftentimes would try to chase the ducks in the water. So there would be this big black dog swimming for hours and hours on end after ducks that were basically just be swimming as well, too. I guess teasing him before they decided to fly off, and he'd come back, sigh like a, and then just be completely soaking wet. But of course, in the bush, there are porcupines, and needless to say, it took him two lessons to learn not to go after the quills. And then what we inevitably called Kiefer's cousin would often appear, and that would be black bears. So there was one point, I remember walking by one of the gravel pits there, and then he just took off like a rocket. So at that point, I sort of chased after him, and there he was, turned a corner, started barking like crazy. I ran up, took the corner, and there was a juvenile black bear standing about 10 feet away from me, standing up. And here I am trying to silence a dog. And at that point, I was like 15 or 16. And yeah, my brief life flashed before my eyes there. Coming up now is probably one of the most famous dog songs there is, from 1969, featuring just a 3-chord riff and John Cale from the Velvet Underground pounding a single note on the piano. And Iggy Pop said that this song was just innocent enough about being able to sit, lie down, put his head on his girlfriend on the couch. But at this point now, this is almost like a S&M anthem here. So from their self-titled album, The Stooges, here's I Wanna Be Your Dog.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. All the things you see dancing, guess you better find your way back home.
Have some fun. Snap that girl on.
That was Solex with Hot Diggity Dog, Run, 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 off her 2004 album, The Laughing Stock of Indie Rock. And that's her first away from Matador. And that was the only album that she released through Arena Rock Recording Company. And the Dutch musician, born as Elizabeth Esselink, owns, or at one point owned, her own record store in Amsterdam. And the first three albums that she recorded featured samples from the inventory of that store that never really sold. Then she started sampling a whole bunch of jazz, live jazz performances. And then at some point, to a fan, sent a whole bunch of mumbling Beatles covers, which we heard a little bit from there. And she has a one-off project lined up with Christina Martinez and John Spencer of Boss Hog and Blues Explosion fame, who we heard a little bit earlier in the show. And together they'll be called the Amsterdam Throwdown, and they'll be due later this year. And before Solex, we heard The Headcoats with Shouldn't Happen to a Dog. And that was a single that they released in 1981 through K Records. And it also appeared on a K Records compilation called International Hip Swing in 1993. And the trio were based out of Kent, England, and they had a female companion band called The Headcoatees perform with them at times, which featured Holly Golightly at once. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. My name's Gak, and this is a special episode about dog songs for my dog, Kiefer, who died 10 years ago today. And coming up next are the Cold War Kids. They're out of Long Beach, California, and they named their 2008 album Loyalty to Loyalty after philosopher Josiah Royce's critique of Nietzsche about making sure that you do embrace the community and not necessarily worry about other things. So from Loyalty to Loyalty, here's Cold War Kids with Mexican Dogs. We'll be right back.
country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Okay, if you heard the whole album, you might want to get into bed and listen to the last part. And you've already heard our hit single and everything else on the album.
Beauty.
So you can listen to this late at night, and just this is the last thing that you'll hear, okay?
Okay.
Good day. This is a part of the album, which is a bedtime story. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
Good day.
How's it going?
Oh, I've had one too many, eh?
I think so.
How's it going, eh?
Tell the story.
Okay.
Good night, everybody, and here's the last story.
This is the story of Ralph the dog, who ran away from home when he was 4, or 28 in our years, which, like, isn't so bad.
I'm doing background music.
Because you would figure that it wouldn't be that bad, but Ralph took off and met up with about 5 other dogs, and...
Oh, I can't do 5 dogs.
I can.
Okay, do it. Yeah, and like, one of the dogs had emphysema, as you could hear.
Yeah. Well, some dogs, as you know, are chain smokers. So, anyway, these dogs ganged up on Ralph, and there was a dog fight, and it went something like this. That's Ralph. And the other dogs are like that, eh?
But what about the chain smoking dog? Oh, jeez.
So, the dog fight began. Ralph ran away. So then Ralph went into the Navy and got on an atomic sub.
Look, a lot of people have already fallen asleep because of how nice a story that was. You don't
really tell
a dogfight story as a bedtime story.
Why not?
Your brain's like a bowling ball and the 3 holes are full of dog dung. I don't know.
Thanks a lot.
Why you tell a dogfight story.
What a hoser you are to me.
Yeah.
I was getting to the good part.
Why don't you tell a story like something like there was once a nice little boy and he had to go to bed and he had dreams and he thought of being like a prince and having a car, you know, like nice stuff.
Like Ralph, when he joined the Navy, got on an atomic sub and it was going to get real exciting, but you had to cut me
off. Yeah, knowing you, the atomic sub would have been blown up and Ralph would have died. There would have been more dogfights and everybody would be up all night because of your horrible story.
Ralph didn't die.
They'd have nightmares.
He didn't die.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He got into a dogfight in the sub with the other dogs that were on it.
Yeah, I knew it. You're a hoser.
But the dogfight in the sub sounded like...
Jeez, like, boy, sometimes you really are weird.
Okay, I'll tell another one.
No, forget it.
Good day.
From the Great White North, there's Bob and Doug McKenzie with Ralph the Dog off their classic 1981 album, one of the last comedy albums to actually chart on the top 40. And I think that was based primarily on both the 12 Days of Christmas song that you hear on a lot of rock stations and that weird Geddy Lee hit single. There was talk that there would be a new cartoon series featuring those hosers, but there's been plenty of ambition to keep Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis' characters alive from SCTV in one way or another. The closest that's actually happened, aside from a few beer commercials, was they appeared as either a pair of moose or some other animals in the somewhat recent Disney film Brother Bear. There's some exploding head movies here. We're talking about my dog Kiefer. And he had a little Snoopy in him, and whenever he spent some time outside involving his doghouse, he'd often be on the roof of it looking over the fields or listening for the school bus to drop my brother and I off at the end of the day, at the top of the road, waiting for us alertly. And whenever he did get loose in the neighborhood, which was pretty frequently since he'd either duck out of his collar or somehow he'd open one of the doors in the house by himself, he'd often run around the neighborhood, jumping into other dogs' pens and eating their food or playing with the children, or which seemed more like tackling the little children at times. It'd be common along our road to hear Kiefer's name being bellowed out as we tried to figure out where he went off to. And there was one time he managed to come across a cow being slaughtered a couple roads away, and he must have spent at least 3 hours dragging the cow's decapitated head home, which freaked my mom off to no end as she tried to figure out how to dispose of that sickly sight. Anyways, back to cartoons. One cartoon dog that has a little bit of hipster cachet is Ein from the anime series Cowboy Bebop. And Yoko Kanno performed the soundtrack for the entire series, along with her band slash orchestra, The Seatbelts. And from Volume 2 of the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack series, here they are with Doggy Dog.
We are.
from Australia. That was Cookin' on Three Burners, and the song was Dogwash. And that comes off last year's album, Soul Messing, and you can find that through Freestyle Records. And the band consists of Hammond organist Jake Mason, guitarist Lance Ferguson from the Bamboos, and Ivan Kachoyan on drums. And that sounds like it could have come straight out of the 60s on vinyl there. Going next is the man formerly known as Final Fantasy, but known to everyone now as Owen Pallett. And there's not much that needs to be said really about him, but there are a couple dates here in BC you got to keep an eye out for because he is on the road before he goes to Europe. May 9th, he's going to be playing here in Vancouver at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. And for those of you in Victoria, May 10th, he'll be at the Alex Golden Hall. So from his Heartland album, here's Owen Pallett with Keep the Dog Quiet.
Is a cage. This union is a cage, about a cage, about a cage. And this town too. I'll see you once in a while, but I can't be seen with you. This place is a narrative mess. The floor a tangle of bed sheets and buttocks and dress. The ink has dried in the well. The journey once was consequential. Now sequential, sequential, sequential. Sounds to the altar of the eternal sun. The blood is spilled at the dawn. A nation bound to your will still, the violin plays on. Plays its devotional song. Once it was so essential.
Are as fast as a game, or as bright as a flame, and you're always to blame. The girls are as pink as a light, or as dark as the night, ah, but they're always right. The girls are as cold as a sphinx, always dreaming of minx, and they'll drive you to drink. The girls are as soft as a sigh that whispers goodbye, then leaves you to cry. But the dogs, well, they're only dogs, just wagging their tails as they watch it end. Oh, the dogs, well, they're only dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls can make you feel cold, can make you feel old, an antique to be sold. The girls that play with your heart, they'll tear you apart, you're never too smart. The girls will throw you from towers, they'll whip you with flowers, it depends on the hours. The girls will treat you like trash, or let you be brash, it depends on your cash. But the dogs don't depend on a thing, they just lick your face as they see it. And oh, the dogs don't depend on a thing, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls should know that they're vain, they'll poison your brain, they'll drive you insane. The girls will laugh at your jokes, how they love Dakota, but it's all a hoax. The girls are still making dates, still making you wait, then they say you're late. The girls are yours for a throw, at least you think so, but you never know. The dogs, well, you know the dogs, they lift up a leg as they see an end. Oh, the dogs, well, you know the dogs, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. The girls, they're not what they seem, they all have a scheme, they call it a dream. The girls are as hot as they please, and you're down on your knees with the greatest of ease. The girls say you're on the right track, and then they take it all back, tie it up in a sack. The girls, they'll give it of course, but they give with such force that it gives you remorse. But the dogs, they give nothing at all, for all they can do is just watch it. And oh, the dogs, they give nothing at all, and maybe that's why they're man's best friend. And yet, it's because of the girls, when they've knocked us about, and our tears want to shout, that we kick the dogs out.
Covering Jacques Brel. As usual, though, in English, there's Scott Walker with The Girls and the Dogs off his second album, Scott 2, from 1968. And at this point in 2010, it's amazing to look at his 4 or almost 5 years of music work as he's moved from French Yeah Yeah covers to other covers. He's done an album full of film score covers as well, too. And then there was his take on British folk through the 70s and through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. He's become a fantastic producer, full of lush things with the occasional new album every 9 years or so. My name's Gak. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This show is in tribute to my dog, Kiefer, who died 10 years ago today. And being a Finn, one thing that Kiefer learned to love was the sauna, since a lot of times the family had to go there. And of course, anytime he got dirty by, you know, splashing in mud puddles or the occasional skunk, which, you know, he never fully learned. It was time to wash him there. But oftentimes he'd hop on the top bench when the sauna was in full heat. He'd look out the window to see what was going on in the bird feeder. And, yeah, sometimes we'd actually put little plush animals on the bird feeder to scare him. And, well, not scare him, just to toy with him. And, yeah, he'd stay there for a good 5 minutes or so until, of course, water throws on the rock. And, of course, being a black furry dog, the heat got to him quite well. But he managed to get a system down pat so he can actually open the door, since this was one of the few doors in the house that didn't have a door handle. So he basically did like a weird pivot with his front legs and just swung his back end around and opened the door that way. Next up is Frito Viola, who in 2004 released one of the first hit songs on YouTube called The Sad Song. And based on that song, he was able to parlay that to a record deal with a French label, Because Music. And he released his debut album in 2008 called The Turn, which was accompanied with an interactive website that features a whole bunch of videos that either came from his little consumer camera or just a whole bunch of weird little shapes and other things that can be turned on and off during playback. So The Sad Song also has a subtitle or a second title called Dad and Dog, hence why we're going to pick it, and it's a beautiful little song. So here's Fredo Viola and Dad and Dog. Bodira,
Oh,
Glasgow, Scotland. That was Howie B. with Sniffer Dog off his 1999 album Snatch, which is a part of a, I wouldn't say it's a tribute, but sort of a recognition of the fact that when he flew over from England to Toronto as part, I think, as for a U2 tour issue, he was caught by Canadian Customs in possession of drugs there. And of course, the Sniffer Dog found it for him. And for a while there in the 90s, Howie B., born Howard Bernstein, was one of the big up-and-coming producers. He was working with Björk and U2 and Tricky there for a while. But as of late, his profile's dropped a bit. He used to have his own label called Pussyfoot Records, which released fantastic compilations all the time. But eventually that sort of fell apart. And at this point, the last activity we saw from him was 2006 with something called Music for Astronauts and Cosmonauts. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is Deer Hunter. And at this point right now, they are lined up to open for Spoon's current tour. So I think they should be coming into town in April when for this sold-out show there. But one thing that Deer Hunter did recently is Bradford Cox, and back in the day when it was just him and Moses in Deer Hunter, they put out a little CDR in 2005 that was called Carve Your Initials Into the Wall of the Night. And it just basically is more of a tape phase as opposed to becoming the band. And they were using tape machines and vocal loops here. And recently, a couple months ago, they actually posted the entire album online. So from that album, Carve Your Initials Into the Wall of the Night, here's Deer Hunter with Dogs Are Cool.
It's damn
high.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
From their 2003 album, Dreams That Breathe Your Name, there's the New York duo, Jennifer Charles and Oren Blodo, better known as the Elysian Fields, and that was Dog of Tears. And the band, even though they're based out of New York, their reputation's stronger in Europe, and if you think about the backing band that they have in concert at times, it's fantastic, since they have all the members from Jeff Buckley's band, some of the members from Modesky Martin Wood, players like Mark Ribot as well, two fantastic artists, and they're brilliant to watch. So we're coming slowly towards the end here of our episode devoted to Kiefer here. And yeah, when I went away to Waterloo for university in 94, you always had to keep track of what the dog was up to. And obviously, as mentioned, my brother went to university as well. Over time, he basically just clung to us anytime we were home. So, you know, we'd sort of knock on the door. He'd see us. He'd be bouncing up and down. And the first couple of nights, he would basically sleep or stay devoted to us constantly. And anytime, unfortunately, when we had to go back to school or... in my case, basically kind of go anywhere for like Denver, New York, Toronto. It, yeah, he basically stuck around in the hallway in front of the door, sleeping, waiting, hoping that we'd come back soon. So that was always sort of a sad thing to do. But anytime we did come back, he was always there, which was always great. And here's Jonathan Richman with a song that he did for a charity record, for Rough Trade Records, called Save the Children. The album's called Colors Are Brighter, and it features a whole bunch of artists doing sort of children's songs. There's Fortet, Franz Ferdinand, Snow Patrol, Half Man, Half Biscuit from Toronto. There's the Barcelona Pavilion. But Jonathan Richman provided this song here, and it's a tender little one here. So from Colors Are Brighter, here's Jonathan Richman with Our Dog Is Getting Older Now. ¶¶
our dog is getting older now. Has trouble coming up the stairs. You gotta help him sometimes, 'cause his back legs, they wobble. Our dog is getting older now. We make him dog beds everywhere. You gotta help him stand so he doesn't topple. He's a pit bull, and he's not mean. He loves for the children to pat him on the head, and he still thinks life is funny. He's a pit bull, and he's not mean. He'll let the children do anything, and he still thinks things are funny. Our dog is getting older now.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Our dog is getting older now.
That's true. That's true.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Now here's a lovely song that Kermit the Frog usually sings. Well, he's the right color for this song. And it's not exactly that I'm the wrong color, but it's just, I'm not the color that this song is written about, so to speak. It goes like this. It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water, stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like a mountain, or important like a river, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder
Why, I wonder, I'm green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. That is, if I were Kermit the Frog.
And there's Jim Henson as Rolf the Dog again off the old Brown Ears Is Back album. And that's his take of Kermit the Frog's Being Green. So last time I saw Kiefer was Christmas of 1999, and at that point he had a little bit more gray and white on his fur, but he was still sort of playful around the Christmas tree. You know, he'd sort of dress up sort of food as in the present and see if he could try to open it, and most of the time that worked. Other times we had to sort of help out, but no, it was a good time there. We had some quality time, and the good news is that when Kiefer finally had to leave us, the good news is that he basically, we found out he had cancer, and it was like spread well throughout his body. But when we found out on a Sunday that that was the situation, by Wednesday, my brother was able to fly up from school and at least take a look to see what was going on there. And on March 15th, 2000, it was the final trip to the vet. Although there's a little bit of story lore at this point in the family, since at that point he had already tried running away once. Just, I think, sort of instincts kicked in that he knew it was his time. But before he hopped in the car, he basically started barking like crazy at everything that moved, just to sort of give, I guess, one little final command about who had free reign over the place. So that was it. I managed to finally break away from my new job in Toronto at the point to fly up to Thunder Bay and at least start taking a look over what was left there. But yeah, it's a sad time, and yeah, it was 10 years ago today since I last saw him. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, join Rob Previtt for Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can grab this as an MP3 podcast, which hopefully I can deal with once I'm in Austin somehow. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca, and it should be all ready for you. So next week, which should be March 22nd, since I've probably just come back to Austin at that point from South by Southwest, I'm either going to do a quick recap of what happened there, or maybe just a simple set full of long songs so I can catch my breath. But in the coming weeks, I should have soundtracks from recent films like The Informant and A Single Man, then some older bits like 28 Days Later, and then this weird European film called The Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward. So we're going to close here with the Manic Street Preachers. They wrote a great song called Black Dog on My Shoulder, which deals more with the abstract possession of Black Dog here. But we're actually going to listen to one of my favorite little organ tracks here. This is a David Holmes remix of one of the singles that came off of their, this actually was compiled on their forever delayed Greatest Hits compilation in 2002. So here are the Manic Street Preachers with the David Holmes remix of If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to CITR. We'll be right back.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-wee.